This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was William Vitalis singing our intro song, Open My Heart to the World. Tonight, we're having Ascension Part 2, our second lesson in Ascension Attunement. Ascension is the path of those who are choosing to consciously evolve. It's a personal choice to boldly step into the unknown in order to expand into an experience that's entirely new. Ascension is actively choosing to expand into a higher consciousness. Ascension is merging with your higher self, opening your heart and expanding to reunite with Source, the Christ light, and all the levels and layers of your authentic self. It is the returning to the experience of divine light and experiencing the highest levels of unconditional love and divine alignment with the pure source of light in every area of your life. Ascension is not something that happens to us on a certain day or that we unknowingly or unwillingly stumble onto. Ascension will also help you to adapt to the ever-changing circumstances of life around you. In addition to meditation, you will learn how to seek out new perspectives and to validate what you learn and gain wisdom and knowledge. You can implement that will serve you, and you can love every moment, move forward, and grow. This is the ascension path, the path of increased awareness, higher consciousness, and illumination, the master path of love. Higher vibrational living awaits you as you consciously choose to ascend. Put in the time to meditate. Create your morning meditation and nightly review. And open your heart to the link with the divine energies and with the realms of spirit to release that which is not in alignment with who you are becoming. Your awareness and vigilance is key. So pay attention to what gets your attention. Is it love? Is what you are filling your mind and body with serving you in your life or on your ascension path? Is it fueling your soul and spirit or just distracting you? Ask yourself this. Is the experience I'm having now coming from love or is it coming from fear? Then choose if you want to stay or leave or perhaps give a loving response to the situation. A loving response always stays in the I am. Never in the you are. Example, you make me feel is the third dimensional response. No one can make you feel anything. When you say that, you are shifting responsibility away from yourself and onto the other person. When you begin with the I am feeling, then you are expressing what you are really feeling and not telling someone else that they are doing something to you. Not all of us will ascend in this lifetime, but if you are drawn to listen to this show, Let's Find Out at bbsradio.com for the part of Ascension Part 2, then the stage is set for you. Do you know that your total enlightenment and illumination already exists? Now it's simply a matter of integrating your universal body into your physical being by bringing your spiritual power into the physical. Open your heart, become aware, and shine with the full brilliance of your blessed higher self, that spiritual being, that universal body, which you can now access and use right here in the physical body. You are the one. Every moment is your opportunity. Beam out and reflect that love, because now, unlike any other time before, this is the time. We are all ascending in our own time and in our own way. We may feel that it's especially difficult to stay on our spiritual path in these days of political difficulties. As Christ said, many of the elect will fall away. This statement also pertains to when we stumble and fall on our faces when trying to maintain our spiritual center. The real issue is not that we stumble and fall away from our center, but rather that we work to try again and again to return back to that center, that state of being. It is entirely understandable to recognize that we will stumble and fall flat on our faces when we struggle with that which we see and hear. This can be harmful to us and to other people. We are at a place on our path where we are facing strong challenges from within our very own selves to practice our learning of that which is a higher walk in life. How do we stay on our spiritual path with so much that upsets us? By praying for guidance, being willing to work at it over and over again, one day at a time, holding on to and trying to live from a chosen higher ideal, and asking very important questions. God, how do I serve you? Instead of my own fears, anger, and aggression towards others, I ask that thy will be done through me. Remember also Christ's words to Peter before Christ ascended. Don't be concerned about others. They are my concern. You need to simply stay in your love and follow me. Let's talk about the illusion of battle for a moment. What is the purpose of all this fear and anger? My goodness, it's certainly gotten worse over the last few years. What is all of this fear, anger, and aggression when it's on both sides of any issue? Are we headed for an inner civil war? We are in for battles for the next 4 months. How can we stay balanced? There really can be a purpose created from this struggle. One purpose can be to learn what it's like to walk in another person's feelings and thoughts, but from inside ourselves. During this unique learning, if anyone can step back from the fear, anger, and aggression and look at the whole picture, fear and anger experience, then we can see what this whole fear, anger, and aggression is exactly about and what the other person is feeling and thinking as well. Only on a different side of the issue. It's the exact same feelings, fear, anger, aggression, and even righteousness in these feelings. Step back from the motivating issues and only look at the feelings. If anyone is wondering why the other side is so entrenched in their viewpoints, we can begin to understand at least their fear, their anger, and their aggression. We often feel the exact same feelings. There is no better teacher than to walk in another person's shoes, to feel the same feelings, even when it's different from thoughts and feelings and beliefs that you have. Would you give up your current viewpoints when you're feeling this fear, anger, and aggression against opposition to these viewpoints? If you would not, then you can understand how, why they don't either. Is there a purpose to being inside the experience of fear, anger, and aggression? There can be. It is to give us a chance to decide whether we want to learn something from this whole two-sided battle going on. We need to begin to move from the third dimension into the fourth dimension and then into the fifth. We also need to move from the third chakra, the solar plexus, up to the fourth chakra, the heart center, and begin interweaving the heart center with the 10th chakra and intertwine our heart center with that of the higher dimensions. The meditation tonight teaches you about the circle of light, which is exactly one of the tools to help you begin this intertwining of love, stability, peace, and harmony. If anyone wants to fight to get their third chakra adrenaline going, We can stay in the third chakra for eons and eons and eons, for thousands of millenniums even. But this is not ascension. This is third dimension reality. At the same time, if any of us want to move up to our fourth chakra, the chakra of the heart, the chakra from which we can love God above all else and our neighbor as ourselves, then we can choose that instead. When you then connect the fourth chakra with the tenth chakra, the heart center of the universal body, you have achieved a higher love, perhaps a love unknown to this planet, and you're bringing it down to the earth plane. In the third chakra, we can readily experience the two-sided battles. I want what I want, when I want it, without regards of consequences, as well as I'm right and you're wrong. And you're going to tell me that you know that I'm right and you're wrong. And when you do that, then I'll know you love me. This is third dimension reality. But in the fourth chakra, we move out of this duality into recognizing a oneness among all of us. The winning of a battle is an illusion. But using the third chakra, one feels adrenaline in the battle, which brings the belief that the adrenaline is exercising power and winning. However, there is no winning of any argument or battle, because when we stay in the third dimension, we bring forth our contribution to the battle. We only win when we realize that life isn't about winning the battle within the third dimension, the battle of fear and adrenaline. We win when we realize there is no battle, only learning experiences. This realization happens when we move into the heart chakras. It's literally like moving from one world or plane into another world or plane. The experience is very different, and it can only be understood after one does experience it, after the move from the third to the fourth is made. That's why I give the semi-annual intensives that I do. So you can do just that. The next one is the weekend of February 25th and 26th on a Pisces solar eclipse. It will be very powerful, and you will be certainly very different from that when you walked into the intensive. There is no convincing another to leave their third chakra when it is the adrenaline which they seek from the experience and they don't know any different. As it is often said, the only way to win is not to play. Choosing to move into the heart chakra now moves us out of the solar plexus chakra, the chakra of the ego, easing God out. For the power of spirit is always greater than the power of man. There is only a choice of where you choose to live. Where are you going to hold the thoughts of your mind, in the third chakra or the fourth? In giving all of us free will, God lets us make our own choices. By moving into the heart center, we can then see that part of expression of the heart is to let others choose for themselves the lessons in their timing and when to learn them. It is their business. It is their choice. We can only love and support them. I honor you in your truth. The greater love never deserts them. They just hold the light and hope that the third dimensional person will see it and reach for it. Ascension chakras are the new energy you carry within, and when awakened, trigger remembrance of your full power as a spiritual being. The energy to activate these new chakras arrived on our planet on December 21, 2012, and beamed down from the center of our galaxy, the Milky Way. Ascension chakras help to awaken your spiritual gifts and abilities. They strengthen your intuition, co-creation, and manifestation abilities, and they support you in aligning with your highest level of light mastery. Activating your ascension chakras empower you to start living as aware, awakened, enlightened, abundant spiritual beings in the physical form that you are meant to be in, here and now. The new spiritual chakras and divine seals activate your personal light. This incredible new revelation came on the planet on December 20th, 2012, and it helps you to relax deeply so you can blissfully experience the incredible frequency transmission present throughout. I have recorded 2 sessions with Richard Shulman, opening your spiritual chakras, as well as the invocation for opening your chakras, for you to experience on these higher levels. You will receive a gentle cleansing and purification before lifting up into an incredible light to open and spin the ascended chakras, beginning with the 8th and 9th chakras. The ascension chakras have always been with you, but are just being revealed. They are housed in your spiritual or universal body. These new chakras are just waiting to be activated and brought to the surface so they can assist you, strengthen you, and make a real difference in your life. Right now, you can vibrantly shine, create a powerful ripple of divine life throughout everything that you see or touch. The upcoming spiritual intensive will support you with just that. These chakras of awakening will empower you to start living as a spiritual light master that you really are. The entire session is filled with incredible light and a high vibrational frequency bandwidth that will uplift you and activate your physical and spiritual chakras so that you can step into your vibrant, abundant, empowered self and walk in the state of being. If you want to see what they look like, they're on the cover of my latest book, The New Spiritual Chakras, which is obtainable at Amazon.com. You can tune in and bring to the surface the incredible crystalline light, healing, and vibrational frequency that is presently available to you right here and now. What are Earth Angel walk-ins? Have you heard of them? What to do and how to know if you are one? The simple truth is that at the core level, we are all spiritual beings of light. There are, however, certain souls with certain chemistry and characteristics making up what the archangels call earth angels or walk-ins. A walk-in occurs when 2 souls make an exchange. The earth soul wants to leave the planet to recoup and renew at the soul's heavenly pod, where we all go after death. So a new soul of a higher vibration and a specific assignment comes in and hosts the earthly body. This is done by agreement and instantaneously. There is no sadness. There is no regret. The earth soul has been supported with their inner wish, and the new higher vibrationary soul has come in to lift up through their earth presence. In the past, this has been very rare, but seemed to be happening more frequently since the energy change of 2012. So wait, what are walk-ins or earth angels? In reality, all souls originate from the divine source, but there are many different paths and paradigms that souls can take, which shape their characteristics, missions, and even their personalities. The most important of these, and what we all carry into the next lifetime, is our character. Walk-ins are those who have an overreaching desire and wish to bring peace, light, and love to wherever it is needed in the universe, on the earth, and humanity, and all beings throughout all the worlds. While everyone on earth is now a spiritual being, not everyone is a walk-in. Walk-ins are highly spiritually evolved. They vibrate with an incredible light and have been called to the earth on a mission to serve as light workers, walk-ins, or earth angels. And they are different from our angels in the seventh dimension, because our angels in the seventh dimension have never been in a physical body. What does it mean to be an earth angel? Being an earth angel does not mean that you're perfect. It does not mean that you are an angel, because an angelic path is different from the path of a humanity. A true angel has never been in earth form, and it doesn't even mean that you're saint-like. Like all humanity, walk-ins, earth angels, make mistakes, experience challenges, and feel disconnected at times. Being an earth angel means that you're called at the soul level, from a higher vibration than the previous soul who occupied the body that you are now hosting, to help others, spread kindness, find greater compassion, and make a difference on the earth by bringing the light and love of the higher spiritual realms into the physical earth reality. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're going to have a station break, and we will be coming back with information about how do you know you're an earth angel or a walk-in. So come back and join us, and then later we'll have that meditation, the Circle of Light. We are taking a station break at this time. Please listen to the information about my upcoming spiritual intensive on the February solar eclipse, the 25th and 26th weekend. Hope to see many of you there to begin or to continue your work. And now, here's a message from our sponsors and a station break. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant, prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth four additional chakras as soon as possible: the 8th, the 8.5, the 9th, and the 10th. These four new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other seven, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the four spiritual chakras and the seven regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the zero chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are four more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. There is also Elizabeth Joyce's latest book, The New Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them, available at Amazon.com, as well as her website. Opening Your Spiritual Chakras is an MP3 recording that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-visions.com. Be sure to get this wonderful meditation recording, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Shulman, as well as her book, which offers a lot of explanation and guidance, called The Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimensions. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of January 30th through February 5th, 2017. There are two events beginning this week which will need careful handling. First is a tricky sign change of Venus, and the second is that Jupiter turns retrograde. The remainder of January is much smoother, but there are more mental shifts from the idea planet Mercury. Mercury aligns with Pluto on Sunday. That's good for deep, structural thinking and research. You can communicate in a powerful way now. However, avoid obsessive, compulsive thinking and inflexible people. With the moon in Pisces to begin this week, You can either be a martyr or a visionary. It's your choice. Tuesday can be mentally jumbled as intellectual Mercury challenges the innovative Uranus. If you get a brilliant idea, be sure to write it down or it may get lost. Try to avoid impatience on Tuesday. Wednesday brings us February 1st, and there are two eclipses in February. The lunar eclipse is on February 10th, and that's the first one in Leo since 2009. And the February 26th solar eclipse is the final one in Pisces that have been going on since the spring of 2015. On Friday, February 3rd, Venus leaves watery Pisces and moves into hot-blooded Aries. This is warrior country and is naturally not the type of place where this goddess can love and relax. The tricky part is that Venus is on schedule to retrograde in March, which means that it'll cross over this uncomfortable Pisces difficult placement until June. Love and money review and renovation is coming to the surface. Although this is not good news for relationships or finances, it does give you a nice span of time to improve your skills in those areas. Late on Sunday, February 5th, Jupiter turns retrograde in Libra. Jupiter is the planet of spirituality and philosophy, and retrograde is a chance now to review, rethink, or rebuild your moral, ethical, and religious views over the next 4 months. This also means restricted travel overseas. We'll have to watch how that happens. It will also be interesting to see what the effect of Jupiter retrograde will have on Super Bowl 51, which is on Sunday, February 5th. Libra reigns over referees, and the best guess is that there could be some kind of game-changing call that will, like some Supreme Court decisions, be rehashed for years to come. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and my website is Visions of Reality, www.new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to make an appointment or ask a question, we have a 24-hour answering service, 201-934-8986. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week, Sunday, February 5th, we have another wonderful surprise for you. My guest, Frank St. James, will be returning to give readings for you. It's a call-in show, so be sure to call in and ask your question. Frank is well known for his psychic detective work. Frank has appeared on several of the top TV psychic shows, including The Psychic Detective and The Bio Channel. He is well respected and has found many lost people, lost items while solving mysteries. The Psychic Detective has worked with the police and the FBI for over a decade and usually pinpoints the answers to your questions like a bullseye. Frank is very popular and he is always having a line any psychic fair that he goes to. People can't wait to talk with him. He is well respected and well loved. So don't forget to tune in next week to Let's Find Out, Sunday, February 5th, 2017, and have your questions ready. This will be a call-in and ask your question to Frank show. We'll talk then. Take care. Thanks for listening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I wanted to give you an awareness about my winter and spring calendar for 2017, because we have some wonderful opportunities for education and learning coming up. First of all is my first real spiritual chakras workshop. This is an introduction class as well as an experiential class. The weekend is planned for February 25th and 26th in Doylestown, Pennsylvania at the James Laura House. This is also considered a spiritual intensive because you will learn a lot about how to access the fifth dimension. And if you're serious about creating change, living in your true place in the universe, and working with your spiritual gifts that are your birthright, then this is the workshop for you. Through deep meditation, you will begin the journey and open your first spiritual chakra, the eighth chakra. This is very exciting, very thrilling, and very, very new. So we will all be working on them together. And it promises to be a heartwarming, growing, and wonderful spiritual experience. The next date is the weekend of March 11th and 12th, 2017. This is a holistic and psychic fair done for charity from the community of Doylestown, Pennsylvania. And of course, the charities are our local charities. We have been supporting this fair and donating to our local charities for the last 10 years. It's always well attended, and there's lots of information. We have body workers, we have psychic readers, we have wonderful information booths with all kinds of things to look at and peruse. Come and join us for lunch. The lunch is $7, the entrance fee is $5, and it's truly a wonderful day event. You can create your own spa day with body work, having a reading, and hearing a lecture at your own convenience. Make it a spa day and bring your girlfriend. We'll have a great time. If you want to be a participant in this fair and sign up for a booth or a table, call Elizabeth. The number is 215-996-0646. For further information, you can go to the website new-visions.com and go under Calendar of Events. Everything is listed there for you. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com.
We are now booking air dates between February and May of 2017.
Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joy.
Earth Angel, will you be mine, my darling dear, love you all the time. I'm just a fool in love with you. Earth Angel, the one I adore, love you forever and evermore. I'm just a fool in love with you. I fell for you and I knew the vision of your love, loveliness. I hope and I pray that I'll be the vision of your happiness. Oh, oh, earth angel, earth angel.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was The Penguins with Earth Angel. Now we're going to continue with our discussion of Ascension Attunement Part 2. How do you know that you're a walk-in or an earth angel? What are the signs? I want to mention that when you switch souls and the higher vibrationary soul comes in to host your body, it takes at least 7 years for that new soul to complete your karma. That's part of the deal. Your life karma must be completed. Sometimes it can take more than 7 years, but it takes at least 7 years. So you would not have a second soul change till well after that time. So here's some signs that you're an earth angel walk-in. You always have an idea or solution to offer and love helping people. You're a fantastic support person in the lives of almost everyone you know. Sometimes we need to support others by not letting them come into our life, and that's perfectly fine as long as it's done with loving responses. You rarely ask for help because your frame of reference is to serve others, and you get help by meditating and going within. So you really don't have to ask for it on the other outer levels. Being helped is sometimes confusing to you because being helped comes from other people's thoughts. It doesn't come from a higher vibration. So when people think they're helping you, in essence, they may not be, but they think they are. You feel insecure in many of your relationships. You can easily sense if someone is holding back. You always know when they're lying, and you feel the need to seek regular reassurances from them. Are you listening to me? Do you understand what I'm saying? Additionally, you struggle to understand why this approach doesn't work well. It doesn't work well sometimes because the other person A may not be listening. They usually are thinking of what they're going to say back instead of listening. And they may not be aware of how deeply your voice and your energy has penetrated them at the moment. You have a grace that inspires people, and you can lift people's energy and spirit without much effort. As a matter of fact, sometimes you can just be in their presence. There's been many a time when I've been in a restaurant with my friends, and I have known that the table next to me, they're having dissension and upsets and arguments. And I just send light. And by the time the meal is over, things have calmed down. It's really amazing to see. You accept others wherever they are, be it kindergarten, seventh grade, a senior, whatever. Whatever level they're on, you accept them. Even those that some others can't tolerate. You always see a silver lining in every situation, and you always see the good in people. You think of terms of possibility and potential. You have incredible gifts in the area of writing, art, music, and healing. People seem to be able to release their fears and other painful memories and emotions when they're around you. You aren't so great about managing responsibilities, times, or boundaries in your own life, but you're great with others. As children, walk-ins have a tendency to be diagnosed with various cognitive disorders because of their lack of concern for the material world. You have no tolerance for anyone in pain. It's your nature to reach out to those who are suffering. Sometimes this means that you attract others who could make you a victim or make themselves a victim, and that can be very hard to work with. You ignore your own needs when it comes to communicable diseases because you believe that you're always protected by spirit and you really don't have to worry. You feel lost when faced with extreme anger and you tend to avoid conflict. You want to experience only happiness to avoid confrontation whenever possible. Let me tell you something about strong anger, it can make an earth angel absolutely go blank. They don't know how to respond to it, and they need to pull away and get time so that the energy can, first of all, battle off the intolerance and dark energies around the anger, and second of all, to bring in clarity so that they can express themselves and be helpful to the other person. You constantly worry that you're bothering others. You know about space and time with people, and you respect it deeply. You frequently apologize when you check in with those around you to see how they're feeling about you. It disturbs you when you can't sense that your loved ones are connected with you. That causes an emptiness. You're not going to be able to connect with anyone unless they're on your level. And you know that many family members, even children, won't connect with a higher vibration until they have finished out working what they need to work on their level. But that can make you feel very lonely and deserted sometimes. People just don't understand where you're coming from. Sometimes you're not comfortable with your physical body, especially your feet. As an angel, you have trouble staying grounded. So here's a tip on how to get grounded. You take your right thumb and put it in the center of your left palm and hold that at your navel. Open up the crown chakra and bring down a light pole all the way down into the center of the earth, right through your spine. I am grounded, balanced, and safe. I am grounded, balanced, and complete. This thought and that action, that mudra, will help you get back into balance rather quickly. You're not comfortable when you're asked, where did you go just then? Because it seems you're often daydreaming and you're just not paying attention. Actually, that's not what's happening, but that's how others perceive you. What you're doing is searching the energy waves so that you can respond to them or help out in a situation. Sometimes you can hear a sentence before it's completed. You hear the entire sentence when a person says the first word, and you're out searching for the answer. They don't realize that. How could you explain that to anyone? You often provide an alternative or big picture perspective in group settings. You aren't competitive in your personal work and life. You want to see everyone else win. You want to see everyone else succeed with their efforts. So your efforts don't matter. It's just that you're overshadowing them and bringing them the strength, the knowledge, and the clarity to develop themselves. That's really beautiful when that happens. You can serve others without drawing attention to yourself. You give without being seen and work as an invisible force behind the scenes. You're wonderful at sending distant healing energy. You are sensitive to urban settings and the really modern life. You prefer to live in the country or to live where it's quiet and you can have your own space for meditation and going to higher levels. You have a tendency to feel different or even alienated from others. You can remember being teased as a kid because you had different interests and behavior. Things didn't matter to you the way they did to other children. People that would understand that would be people that are gifted either in sports or in music and have to spend their time training their voice or practicing in the field, and they feel that same kind of distancing that you may feel. You have a tough time being a part of crowds because you feel overwhelmed by the energy of so many different people. You're extremely sensitive. You grew up feeling that you couldn't relate to your immediate family. You felt less connected with your physical family. Or you were sent specifically to an emotionally distant and dysfunctional family in order to be of help of them in some way. People that you don't know very well tend to tell you incredibly personal things about themselves. You know, like the stranger at the bus stop that starts talking to you all of a sudden about their problems. And you stand there and you smile and you listen and you heal them with your energy. It's really incredible. People tell you that you look younger than you are. You have a history of addiction in your family. That's almost a given because there has to be this outer disturbance on the earth plane for a walk-in in order for them to keep on their toes. It's energetic. You have a clear and strong sense of purpose. Even though you may struggle to know how to manifest this purpose on earth, you know you must work to help, teach, and heal others. And if you magnetize to yourself a good teacher, you will be guided. There are many, many teachers working in the higher energies that will recognize you. You love the idea of freely spreading love, compassion, and guidance. Do you have a talent for helping people and yet struggle with your own personal problems like unhealthy relationships, weight issues, or addiction? Do you feel like you're from another planet? Or perhaps that you're a lone wolf? Do others seek out your wisdom and guidance or even vent their frustrations towards you? Did you have a difficult childhood? Are you unable to tolerate violence at any level? Are you interested in energy healing, metaphysic topics, or philosophy? Do you love all of humanity, even though you can see all of our collective flaws as well as individual flaws? Are you able to notice subtle energies and vibrations? Are you naturally intuitive, empathetic, and/or sensitive to being? Do you find your overall outlook to be non-judgmental and you're able to see the good in others? I remember describing a Libra once, not realizing that it was who I was as well. I would say Libra is two-faced because they're friendly with whoever they're with and they won't take sides. Well, Earth angels don't take sides either. They have compassion, they understand both sides of a situation clearly, and they can see motives in other people's auras. It's very magical. Do you strive and support and heal and empower others? Do you worry about the state of life on this planet and know that you're meant to do something about it? Do you have deep and natural connection with animals, with nature? Are you drawn to grow spiritually and uncover your innate soul wisdom? How many times do you wake up in the middle of the night alarmed and you don't even know why? Do you have intense or spiritual dreams? I call them deeply penetrating spiritual experiences. Sometimes they predict the future. Do you find yourself fast to forgive people and give them second chances? Do you encourage growth as well as accountability in others? That's very important. Some of our earth angels, some of our walk-ins have a difficult time with that. But you can reword their thoughts and sentences and really help them to understand the bigger picture. Do you see a bigger purpose in life? And do you wonder why you're really here at a soul level? Do you know you've experienced reality as a spiritual being before? Do you feel a longing to go home that you can't really explain? Do you have an innate understanding of the magic of life, the universe, and simply being alive? If you answered yes to most of these questions, you know that it's not because something is wrong with you. It's because you're an earth angel. You're a walk-in. Here on an incredible mission and adventure to spread your light, to anchor ascension energy onto the planet now, and to make a difference in the world. You represent the ability to carry out the divine will. You are a light worker, and that can help you tune into energy, environments, blocks, tasks, clearing negativity. And you are a healer and very good at energy work. This is a time of intense revolution for the planet and humanity. Walk-ins were chosen to incarnate now in order to help humanity and Mother Earth during this period of change and growth. If you're a walk-in, if you're a true Earth Angel, it's part of your job to hold the energy so that humanity can progress. You brought gifts with you into this life, and those gifts will help not only the planet, but everyone that you come in contact with. Times of transition always feel like uncertain times for those living through them. There are those who help to raise the vibration of Earth our walk-ins, and our earth angels. And there are those who detract from it. Those are the lower vibrationary souls that want to bring darkness, chaos, and destruction. We're in a duality planet. We're in a duality world. We need earth angels here to help counterbalance the negativity. Earth angels live among us and show us how to love each other and our planet. What more important role models could we possibly have right now? Your model as an earth angel, as a divine being, as a walk-in, is precious. And you really need to safeguard it, work with it, and keep it clear. Even walk-ins, even earth angels, have the choice of quitting. They can just opt to finish out the lifetime that they took over and bow out of holding the higher energies. That's why it's important for you to continue with your meditations, continue with your intensives, and to do the best you can to stay healthy, spiritually aware, and strong. Now we're going to listen to William Vitalis as he sings the song Wave Upon Wave and describes that which you are probably feeling.
On wave, starlight spills from the sky. Each day, how many small wings learn to fly over and over. Love holds all things near, waiting for each soul to reach beyond. Throw out the pictures you hold in your mind. Life doesn't like to do anything twice. Show me a story without any end. Open your eyes and I'll show you a friend. Reach into each moment screaming and thrill in the knowing you'll find. Every moment your heart's dreaming, everything moves in perfect time. Oh, give me the night and I'll give you the day. Quick, take my hand if you're going my way. We'll walk on this road to a garden in the sky. Step right inside.
That was William Vitalis with Wave Upon Wave. The breath that we take when we know who we are. Oh my goodness, how many of you, meditators and energy workers, psychic readers, gifted people, are waiting to take that breath when you know who you are. Are you an earth angel? Are you a walk-in? If you're an earth angel, you're a powerful being with a long history of helping and healing through your lifetimes. You received a divine assignment to come here now and to share your energy and to spread your love. It's likely that you've, at a minimum, got some suspicions about your true origins. What star did you come from? What galaxy? Which universe? And most likely you have struggled a bit, especially when you came back right after your soul change. I have made a discovery that you can have more than one walk-in experience in this lifetime. I'm writing my life story. The name of the book is Unlimited Realities, and the book will be available March 1st. It describes all of the work that I've done since I started my work. Actually, it starts at my birth. And it describes the two times that I had the walk-in experiences. One was on one level, and the next one was on a higher level. So we can have the ability to do a switch whenever spirit calls for it, whenever the need calls for it, whenever our soul, our self, our vibration is ready to ascend. It's been wonderful sharing with you tonight, and I would like you to get ready now for this powerful meditation. May it clear your buffers. May it help you see clarity and begin to walk towards that which you are. If you have any questions or would like to contact me about these lessons, you can email me at elizabeth_joyce@verizon.net. Also, you can pick up my book, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. It's at amazon.com. Please get ready for our meditation. Thank you for listening to BBS Radio and Let's Find Out, and good night. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly meditation, Ascension Attunement, Connecting with the Infinite Light, with music by Richard Shulman. Please be comfortable sitting in a chair with both feet flat on the floor. You may lie down on the bed if you'd like, as long as your legs are uncrossed. As you begin to take three deep breaths, feel yourself connecting with your eighth chakra, about 8 feet above your crown chakra. And then feel your inner channel open to receive the amber light, the light of power and love of the divine, which is now available to you to tune into, as the fourth level of your aura is open for you to connect with. This vibration will cleanse, elevate, and renew your personal vibration to bring healing to your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual being, to activate and bring forth your highest potential, to empower you to begin to manifest and co-create, and to elevate you energetically. Now you will link directly with the divine energies of the fifth dimension, which awakens your psychic gifts, your spiritual abilities, your subtle senses, to perceive intuitively, to psychically know how to bring about blessings in your life and the space you live in now. Allow yourself to breathe and focus within to the heart chakra. Drop your thoughts down to the center of your heart. Quiet your mind and open your heart. Tune into the yellow gold light now. Reach your focus upward to the 10th chakra, whose color is amber, in the new heart center of the universal body, which is above the 8th chakra. Begin to build your inner circle of light above you and connect it to the light that flows below. Imagine all of the light particles in the area around you are gathering along your spinal column. Feel your spine filling with this amber-yellow light. Visualize a connection from your heart center up to the 10th chakra. It's an arc of light in front of you, beginning at the heart chakra in the center of your body. Arch it out in front of you and reach it up to the 10th chakra above the 8th chakra. Feel that connection. Take a deep breath. Connect. Continue to breathe in and relax. Now bring the arc down behind you, entering your spine at the heart chakra. Allow the light from the fifth dimension, the 10th chakra, to pour into this present time and space, into your body, to illuminate you, to elevate your vibration, to illuminate your being, to bring all the blessings of the divine light into the present time. Into your present place, into your physical body. Continue to flow with this circle of light. This is the location where you can solve all of your emotional problems slowly and through divine right action. Continue to breathe and relax. Now put a thought into this circle of light. Visualize a problem, an upset you have been working with on your level of life. See it, then release it. Ask for it to heal. Then see or visualize the outcome that you desire. If you get a blank, it's okay. It's simply the energy is beginning to work for you. And to resolve this issue, to bring it into balance. You may see some other colors appear within this field of light. Sit with this energy. Stay in it as long as you feel comfortable. You want the colors to eventually meld into the amber yellow. Then you will know the problem is healed. Be okay with any result you receive, because sometimes it takes more than one meditation to bring things into balance. This is because all has to line up harmoniously, including everyone else concerned. Their hearts, their minds, and their body. Now let the amber light expand beyond your physical body to fill the entire room. Let the light grow through awakening your spirit, through filling yourself with light. You know that all things are made possible. Your gifts are awakened. Your past life lessons and talents are revealed. Your highest and greatest path is paved before you. Your next step is illuminated.
Allow it. Allow it. Allow your heart to open and allow your vibration to lift and rise. Strands of light are entering in this time to you, into your space, into your area, to elevate, to heal, to inspire, and to uplift. You are receiving direct attention from each of the guides and angelic realms who make up the circle of light. The guides, angels, and ascended masters who are most in alignment with your unique needs, wants, desires, and intention. They step forward now to support you. So your entire council of light beings surround you in an immense circle of light. Within this circle are your inner circle of guides and angels, of ascended ones, of ascended beings, who can most serve you on your path to ascension. Feel yourself step forward. You are in the center, and each of these guides reaches out, placing their hands on your crown chakra and placing their hands upon you wherever needed for healing. This is not a weight for you to carry, but rather quite the opposite. As each guide places their hands on your body, you are lifted higher. You shine brighter. Your inner light is activated, and your highest potential is revealed. You are able to embody the divine qualities that each of these masters carry within their heart, within their vibration, and they are willingly and fully giving this gift of divine frequency to you now, as their light, as their elevated vibration, as divine love is transferred with their hands, now placed on your shoulders. This is an initiation of sorts. Accept it. Accept a transfer of light, a ceremony of awakening for you as you ascend and move in the direction of becoming ascended yourself. You are entering into your fully ascended state, your fully awakened state, your illuminated state. The universal body is moving and merging into this physical form, into this very body that you are in now. You now melt into the golden triad of light, which, when fully developed and strengthened, will walk with you on a daily basis. And so, with the outer circle and the entire council of light and the inner circle of your ascended guides, angels, and masters around you, let yourself relax. Breathe and open to the beauty, bliss, and light that is present here. Know that you are bountiful, blissful, and beautiful. Enjoy the radiance from above, from below, from all around you. Begin to see a sliver of aqua surrounding the outer part of your circle of light. The new ray of aqua, opening the heart and raising the consciousness to that unconditional love. Divine qualities, blessings, and frequencies merge with your physical being, so you are less focused on yourself as separate, as physical, and are now tuned into your awareness of the oneness with all. From this state of being, this elevated state of vibration, feel your connection with the entire circle of light and the council of loved ones who are present. Feel your connection with the earth and the sky and the cosmos.
Feel the vastness of your spiritual essence. Experience the magnificence of your life. The potential you have as a spiritual being walking in a physical form. Enjoy the radiance from above, from below, from all around you. Become aware of yourself, of your infinite light and power, which lifts you now, which embraces you now, which nurtures your energy now, which heals your body now, which rejuvenates your soul now, which reveals to you the truth of all you are. For when you open your heart, when you ascend in this way, you are able to feel, sense, know, see, and experience your oneness with the earth, the sky, your angels, your guides, some of your ancestors, your ascended masters, and all that is. With all this vast energy, which expands so far beyond this present place and time, imagine this infinite light being compressed down into the area of your spinal column, empowering you to shine brightly. Live in your high vibrational life. Awaken, aware, inspire to co-create, to live vibrantly well, to love, to fully ascend, to fully anchor your blessed higher self, your universal body, into your divine presence and spiritual being, and bring all this into this moment, here and now, and vow to carry the light with you, moving forward, moving into your earth day. Breathe. Become aware. Breathe. Return to love. Breathe. Breathe. Shine with the light, becoming fully aware of all that you are. With the heart, the head, and the hand, the ascended masters wish you well. Good night. Mm-hmm.